250 years of a nation, 1 minute, one story. This is America in Focus, July 20th, 1776. Only weeks ago, the American colonies had declared their independence from Great Britain. In towns and cities, from New England to Virginia, citizens gathered to hear the Declaration read aloud. For many, it is the first time they have heard the words from Thomas Jefferson's pen. The message is unmistakable. 13 colonies are now free and independent states, no longer subjects of the British Crown. The words echo across the continent. But now those words face their greatest test. In Philadelphia, the Continental Congress works tirelessly. The delegates understand the danger before them. If the revolution fails, they could lose everything, their fortunes, their homes, their freedoms, their very lives. Meanwhile, good news arrives from the South. At Sullivan's Island, American forces have achieved a stunning victory. A British attack has been turned back, and for the first time, many begin to believe that the empire itself can be challenged. But victory brings no guarantees of safety. Darker news follows. Off the shores of New York, British warships gather. Thousands of soldiers prepare for battle. General George Washington and his army brace for what may become the greatest fight of their lives. And then, Britain offers one final opportunity for peace. Lay down your arms, return to the king's rule, and accept forgiveness. The answer from America's leaders? Never. No surrender, no retreat, no turning back. The colonies have chosen independence, and now they are prepared to defend it. The week of July 20th, 1776 was more than a moment in history. It was the moment Americans moved from declaring freedom to fighting for it, and the future of a nation would now be decided on the battlefield, where America's future would hang in the balance. That was 1 minute, one story, from 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
America in Focus is made possible through the support of Airmaster, Holtz Cafe, Bedford Federal Savings Bank, Bailey's Flowers and Gifts, Golden Corral, Sipes Toy Box Storage, Bedford Office Supply, Visiting Angels, and American Legion Post 250. These businesses and organizations help support local programming and strengthen the communities we serve. We appreciate their partnership and encourage you to support them whenever you can.